November the 5th, Guy Fawkes. November the 5th is Guy Fawkes Night, the time when people celebrate with fireworks. In Christchurch and Wellington, there are public fireworks displays that people can attend. Many families also buy their own fireworks and light them in their backyards. It's fun to see skyrockets and throw crackers and hold sparklers. However, every year the fire department worries about fires and medical people worry about injuries. In the past, people have received burns or eye injuries, sometimes serious, through careless use of fireworks. This is the reason for large public displays, to avoid accidents, but also to give people a spectacular show. Stupid behaviour with fireworks is also the reason the government has banned the sale of fireworks before November the 1st and restricted the sale to people over the age of 18. The reason we celebrate Guy Fawkes is hard to understand. The occasion, November the 5th, 1605, 400 years ago, had nothing to do with New Zealand. It was the date for the opening of the English Parliament for the year. Guy Fawkes was a Catholic who wanted to blow up Parliament and kill James the First. However, he was discovered the day before in the cellar of the Houses of Parliament with 200 barrels of gunpowder, enough to kill the King and members of the House of Commons as well as the House of Lords. He and his mates were executed. Since then, November the 5th has been celebrated in England as a day of thanksgiving. It is a reminder to be thankful for democracy and freedom of religious belief. People build bonfires, children make a guy out of straw and old clothes and burn him on the bonfire. The fireworks are a symbol of the explosion that Guy Fawkes planned. This tradition was brought to New Zealand too. We don't see bonfires or guys anymore, but we still have fireworks. It is strange that we still celebrate this occasion that happened so long ago, so far away. Perhaps it's because we don't have any other occasion to celebrate with fireworks. Some countries celebrate their national day with fireworks. For example, USA celebrates the 4th of July. Our national day, Waitangi Day, has often been a day of protest rather than celebration. Perhaps instead, we should keep our fireworks displays to celebrate the new year.